In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
And it's almost time for this. It's on its way back. It's Sunday the 19th. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. I always say the best part of it is Anthony Deck. I find the rest of it hard to watch sometimes, especially when they have to undergo the challenges. But it can be very interesting TV, and if you're into it, you're massively into it. As for Anthony Deck, I think they're the real winners on it. Grace Dent is going to be in it. Now, I have to be absolutely honest. I have the list here in front of me, and I did have to check to see who Grace Dent is, and I shouldn't have, because I shouldn't have needed to check, because she is very much associated with MasterChef. Grace Dent, she is going to be there. Now, also Josie Gibson, and Josie Gibson's with ITV's daytime programme this morning. Danielle Harold is there as well, and she's formerly of EastEnders. Marvin Humes is a guy who was in the boy band JLS, and Nick Pickard is from Hollyoaks. I wouldn't have known anything about Nick, to be honest. I'm just putting my hand up here. Likewise, Nella Rose, who's a social media influencer, and she's a massive star on TikTok, and she's got nearly a million followers and all of that, so she's massive. Fred Cyriac, yes, he's from First Dates. You'll know the chap with, I think he's a moustache, hasn't he? You know, French fella. He's very, very well known on TV. And Jamie Lynn Spears. I didn't realise Brittany had a sister called Jamie Lynn until this morning, but she's going to be incredibly interesting because of who her sister is. And Sam Thompson. Sam Thompson is a former cast member from Made in Chelsea. Sam wasn't ringing my bell either. I know, like, this is, I'm embarrassed saying I don't know all these celebs, but I suppose I'm getting old. There's one of them, however, I am very aware of. Yeah, he's in.
I'm Nigel Farage, and I'm known, of course, for politics, for Brexit, and I'm a hero to some people and an absolute villain to millions.
So he's either going to win it or he'll be first out. Let me speak to showbiz guru Nigel Pauly. Nigel, is Farage going to make this?
Good morning, Frank. Well, I think Celebrity is doing a lot of heavy lifting in the title this year, by the way, judging by the lack of people in there. I mean, Farage is a populist. I mean, he's unashamedly a populist. He tapped in. It's probably why we had Brexit, and the Conservative Party panicked and had a referendum which they thought they would win, and he won that. He's beaten the bank. He's a, love him or hate him, he's a battler and a fighter. You can look at whether it's a gamble paying 1.5 million. By the way, I have inside information, because I happen to know a good friend of mine used to, well, I can't say who it is, but I have information that he's also got a smoking exemption. He will be smoking in there, and that's going to be interesting. Not necessarily on camera, but they normally ban cigarettes and things. Obviously, it could be a jungle fire. I think it's a gamble by ITV. I've got to say, personally, I think when you start having Nadine Dorries, that was bad. Hancock was a slippery slope. A lot of people haven't forgiven him for what happened. My father died. I couldn't see him for 6 weeks, locked away. We had a very rubbish, very small funeral during lockdown. I got to say, I don't see Matt Hancock as entertainment by any stretch of the imagination. People, you know, they're trying to re-image themselves, I guess. Farage, very shrewd. My view is politics is a mess. It shows how far we have fallen in politics. That it's become a soap, a reality show, entertainment. And these people go onto television shows to try and show that they, you know, they're not, at school, cool people were into showbiz and music and the nerds are into politics. And the nerds are fighting back on entertainment shows. But I think the country is in a big enough mess. Has been for the last few years. We all know, you know, it's not controversial to say it. Politicians have failed us for many years. And yet we have Hancock in there, Dorries, Ed Balls doing a TV show. He's no longer in politics. We had Anne Widdecombe dancing, Penny Mordaunt diving. You know, we've got, Rees Mogg and S. McVeigh doing TV shows. These are politicians. Are there not enough presenters to go around and actual celebrities? And judging by your list, sadly, there isn't many celebrities to go around. So, yeah, people tune in to I'm a Celebrity as much to see people suffer. If you recall, there's always been a villain in it. There's always been the one. And it becomes almost bullying because we, you know, time after time they are chosen for the trial. And there have been many people over the years doing that. Will Farage cope? Well, he went to Dulwich College or Allen's College. He went to a public school, a private school in London. I'm sure he's used to the vagaries and toughness of being in such an institution. Will people watch it? Probably not as many people as watched it 5 years ago. Anton Deck will still be fantastic. And we'll wait and see whether Nigel Farage actually manages to win people over.
The big trick, of course, is to get people to watch for a reason. And you sound like as if you might watch it because of Farage. I might watch it because of Farage. There will be, is it younger people who will watch it because of the social media influencer who I hadn't heard of called Nella Rose? There may be massive fans of Nella Rose out there who are going to watch it simply because Nella is on. Fred Zeriak, he's more, I presume, of a catch-all attraction. Lots of mummies and daddies and grannies and granddads will like him because he's a nice way with him on the telly. Jimmy Lynn Spears, that's another person I might watch it just to see what Britney Spears' sister's like.
Well, I suppose there is that. I mean, yeah, I mean, Jimmy Lynn Spears is interesting. We have sisters of people on there. Poor old Britney probably wouldn't cope very well in there. Judging by how she has been over the last few years. It's an interesting scenario. The basic problem is, I agree about the fact that Nella Rose is a YouTuber, but the whole point is she's a YouTuber. Young people don't watch television. Television people and newspapers tie themselves in knots chasing young people to watch it. The basic fact is, when you have the Rolling Stones and Beatles at number one in the album and singles charts, kind of tends to show that younger people are doing something else. And the same with television. People are watching YouTube, they're watching TikTok. Kids don't watch television. This program is about families. It's about people who can't afford to go out. It's about people with kids, middle-aged people. They tend to be the ones who are sitting watching television. Teenagers, I have one. He spends most of his time upstairs either playing games on TikTok or YouTube. He very rarely watches television apart from streaming stuff. And some movies that he likes watching.
Is it the beginning of the end, or has the beginning of the end already grown legs and is now racing down the road for traditional television? Might we have a cohort coming through who will see television in the way that the education system now sees the blackboard?
We possibly do. We could actually say how people saw radiograms and radios, you know, and Danzette record players. You know, from our youth, I'm assuming we're about the same age. We both look younger, obviously. But you know, playing records has actually come back as a niche thing. Television ratings are falling. I'm old enough to remember when I wrote about EastEnders getting 12, 14 million. Blind Date on a Saturday and Noel's House Party were getting 15, 16 million. EastEnders Christmas in 85, I think it was 87 or 85 with the famous divorce scene, 28 million. Now EastEnders struggles to get 1.5 million. Coronation Street gets a couple of million. People's viewing habits have changed. People's lifestyles have changed. And people have come through, just as people now don't buy newspapers. I was thinking the other day, I'm doing a speech tonight somewhere, and I'm talking about newspapers and things. And I was thinking, when I first commuted to London 25 years ago to work in Fleet Street, everyone had a newspaper, especially in the evening on the Tube, the Evening Standard. Now, very few people read newspapers. Most are glued to their phones or laptops on journeys. And it's a sign that there are fewer news agents, there are fewer people. In a supermarket, it used to be piles and piles of newspapers. Now you get about half a dozen. If you're not there by about 9 o'clock, they're gone, not because they've sold out, but because there's so few of them and people want them. So it's an aging population. Now, interestingly, politics is an aging thing, because a lot of young people are disengaged from politics. Now, Farage, rightly or wrongly, connects with certain people. He's unashamedly populist. He's unashamedly strikes into people's prejudices. How that works in the camp is going to be an interesting thing. I only imagine that Grace Dent, who works for The Independent when she's not on MasterChef, would possibly not be in agreement with Nigel Farage. And I'd imagine that probably Josie Gibson, who, can stand up for herself and have a lot of opinions. She's on this morning. She was tipped to take over from Tess.
That's showbiz.
Holly Willoughby. Holly, that's showbiz. Yeah, how soon we forget. Holly Willoughby. She might be an interesting dark horse. And Jamie Lee Spears. Well, everyone's going to want to find out about Britney, aren't they? So it's going to be interesting to see whether she can cope. I mean, I think the Spears family come from Alabama or somewhere in the deep south originally. So I'm sure they're used to creepy crawlies and various things. But whether she copes under the glare of television, who will see? Well, Farage, I mean, we've got to remember that Farage actually, they normally jump in, don't they, parachute in. He very nearly changed the course of history a dozen years or so ago when his plane crashed as UKIP was just taking off. Now, if he hadn't walked away from that crash, history would probably be slightly different to where we are today. So will he be parachuting in? Will he actually go down? I don't know whether he's, actually doesn't seem to fly that much these days. Quite rightly, he had he was very lucky the plane crashed on takeoff. It was a very small plane. So I think a lot of people, I mean, if you look at it, the two most populist politicians we've had here over the last few years, and a lot of people don't like them, are Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage for different reasons. But they both tapped into what I would say, are they the sort of person you'd want to have a pint with? Now, there are a lot of much better and worthy politicians who would probably do better for the country, but would be very dull for a night in a pub. You do get the feeling that even if you disagree with Farage and possibly Boris Johnson, which I put my hand up, don't necessarily agree with either of them, I would find it quite fascinating to have an evening with them over a pint, because they look to me like they might have some good stories and would be fun in the pub. Now, whether that translates to me wanting to vote for them is slightly different. So we'll see how his populist appeal that he got for the ballot box, well, not for himself personally, but he got the country to go the way he wanted it to go, whether that works on a television popularity contest, which is what I'm a celebrity is at the end of the day.
Absolutely. It's a fine analysis. There's no question about it. Nigel, a host of different reasons as to why we might watch I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Do you have a reason for watching it? Let us know. 0289033105. Or have you given up on it a long time ago? Do you only tune in because of Anton Deck? 0289033105.